So I'm sure many of you out there are struggling to communicate efficiently with friends, neighbors, coworkers, family, etc., regarding your position of holding a healthy dose of skepticism regarding what the media is saying or what the so-called health authorities are saying regarding the coronavirus, the lockdowns, etc. And so I just wanted to give you some of my ideas, some of the arguments that I use, and some things that I think are effective. And I don't want this to be me encouraging you to start knocking on people's doors, grabbing people by the shoulder, shaking them and screaming in their face, you know, this is the truth. I don't think that's effective. I think that this is just information that you need and a way of thinking that you need in order to actually defend yourself as we move forward into this dystopian nightmare that would make Aldous Huxley cringe, where you're going to be assaulted by people that were actually informed, not by necessarily valid information, but their belief system was informed by trauma and by fear. And you can spot the difference right away. Someone that is informed with actual knowledge, someone that is on the path of pursuing things in a scientific and rational manner, will always be open to new information. And they won't be relying solely on emotional responses, on repeating headlines that they got from some of the mainstream media or just some slogans that are going around. People that are really careful about how they come to their conclusions and form their belief systems, people that actually care about what's going on and want to know what the truth is, people that actually value their freedom to think outside the box, to challenge the so-called authorities of the day, especially when there's new information that has come their way. You're going to be looking to align yourself with people who don't necessarily always agree with you, but who are at least open-minded, sincere, and that operate on a basic fundamental level of personal integrity when it comes to viewing information and concluding based on that information. So this is just for those of you out there who probably have friends and family who are not understanding how it's even possible that you might be thinking outside the box, challenging what you're being told by the media, challenging what you're being told by many of the health experts. This is for you because I think it's important that we learn to communicate effectively and explain our positions and see if we can at least get people to a place where a rational discussion and even debate can actually take place. Because what I see happening is that most people want to skip that step. They want to scream in your face. They want to shame you. They want to silence you. They secretly are cheering when, you know, people such as yourselves who are thinking outside the box and questioning the status quo are silenced and censored and, completely shut down from social media. Those are the kind of people you probably will never be able to reach no matter how much evidence you put in their laps. But I think there's right now a really large amount of people who are just on the fence. They're right there. They realize there's something wrong with what they're being told. They've at least come to that conclusion, but they don't have enough information to actually validate which way they want to go with this. And it's important that you arm yourself with as much information and also more effective ways of communicating that information. Because based on the way things are going, we are moving faster and faster towards a collectivized robot society where people are being encouraged into groupthink and discouraged from individual think. And this is a dangerous thing because we've shown in previous episodes and shows on this channel and also over on the Unslaved channel how the crowd mentality, the group mass psychology, has actually been diagnosed over and over again to be very, very unintelligent and is not capable of higher order thinking or intelligent, rational thinking of any kind. It's only the individual that can think rationally and step outside of that herd mentality and actually inform themselves so that they can go back into the collective and try to help inform others, okay? So this is for you, and I'm just gonna give it to you straight, and you can basically take it or leave it. So if we look back at the beginning of this, I'm just going to point out a couple contradictions and a couple questions that I have. I just sort of wrote out some notes to help get me through this, and I hope it adds some value. So if we go back to the beginning, we were told that we were going to be in about 15 days of lockdown just in order to flatten the curve of this virus. But the original computer models and the World Health Organization projections were wrong time and again. And you know the guy who came up with those computer models upon which we based our initial approach to this, Neil Ferguson, he's actually since resigned. That's how wrong his models were. The World Health Organization has also been shown to have many conflicts of interest that should alarm every sane person left. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is really leading the charge in the US and upon which many, many experts rely for his advice, he actually has been shown to not even practice what he preaches. And he's currently under congressional investigation. And yet we march on and we listen to these same experts and we ignore the other experts who have actually been proven correct and who are now strangely being systematically censored without any kind of scientific debate. And this is happening as if nothing has happened. And why is this? Why are we acting like there is some kind of consensus at the top when it comes to the medical field, when there is the opposite of that? Why are we having the entire world march towards the singular direction of the continued lockdowns, the CCP model of how to shut down society in order to control the spread of a virus, as opposed to, say, I don't know, the Sweden model or the Japan model or many, many other options that are available to us? Why is everybody marching in lockstep? And you should go Google that term, by the way. Why is everybody marching in lockstep with this one approach to solving this crisis? Yet there's many experts that have come out and given their advice that there are many other ways that we could have done this without having to completely lock down the entire world, destroy the economy, and put everybody into a situation where now official studies are coming out from around the world that demonstrate that more people are dying and suffering as a result of the lockdown measures than are actually dying of the virus. So why is this? And given what I've just said, and we've only just begun, why is it that those friends of yours, those family members of yours, those trolls on your social media are treating you as if you are so far out of reality that you are so far, you're stretching the boundaries of reality so much that you're absolutely just insane for even thinking that there's something else going on other than what you're being told by the news? Why is that? So let's continue. So if we've been told in the beginning that it's just going to take a couple weeks to flatten the curve, and then here we are now 5 months into this shit show, and more people have died and suffered as a result of these lockdown measures than even the virus. And this virus is now showing to be no more deadly than a rough flu season. Why is this happening? Why can't we have debate? Why are these other medical experts, which are now numbering in the thousands, coming from all kinds of fields and medical fields and health fields, that are coming out in opposition to what is being said by, really, in the end of it, really only a few hundred people that are running this entire show and telling everybody what they should and shouldn't do? Think about this. We were told in the beginning also that masks don't work. We were told this during the height of the spread of this virus. I've personally collected numerous studies now that demonstrate that cloth masks and even the N95 masks are not effective and that they actually cause more harm than good in healthy people. If you actually look back, Dr. Anthony Fauci said this numerous times in the beginning and then mysteriously changed his tune. He also was photographed not wearing a mask while sitting amongst other people. And so this is somebody that has been caught numerous times now not practicing what he's preaching. I just personally have some questions about that. And that's something that I would bring up to those friends of yours. We are now told that we have to wear masks. And now we even have to wear goggles and visors and sit around and await for the World Economic Forum's new toy, which is the COVID pass. And if you haven't heard about it, you should go look it up. You should also look up what they have to say about something that they're calling the Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset. And they're proposing this plan that they've actually been proposing and building up to for quite some time now, right in the middle of this global lockdown pandemic, which I find interesting and highly questionable. Why do they want to have a digital pass given to you, given to every man, woman, and child on the planet in order to be able to operate in normal society? Do you have any kind of alarm bell ringing in your head about this type of draconian measure. So in order for us to participate in this dystopian new normal society, while the fatality rate is actually dropping significantly, the testing is in major question worldwide, the fatality rates themselves are admitted to be massively overblown, and there is now much evidence that herd immunity already happened and is expanding, which is why the severity is dropping off and has actually been dropping off for some time now. Someone will say, oh, but the numbers are going up, Dave. I got some questions for you. Is that really the case? Is that what your favorite news anchor told you? Where did they get that information? Where did the people that gave that information to your news agency get their information? Are you aware that there is literally only a few hundred people overseeing all of these measures for the entire world? Are you aware that thousands of experts who outrank these people in experience actually disagree and are coming out publicly more and more to challenge every aspect of this? Do you realize what it takes for a medical professional from any field to speak out publicly about what they know if it goes against the status quo in the medical field? They must really believe in what they are saying to risk their financial security, their careers, and their livelihoods to warn you about this. Are you aware that our current medical system is actually set up like a military structure and is based on something called compartmentalization? Are you aware of who it was that actually built and funded organizations like the UN, the World Health Organization, and the World Economic Forum? Do you know who the top funder of the World Health Organization currently is? Now, back to the testing, could the increase in testing, which is increasingly in question as previously stated, have anything to do with the reported increase in case reports? Has the media ever blown things out of proportion in the past? Why are the case increases not universal? Why are countries that did not pursue draconian CCP-style lockdowns not having these massive increases or fatality rates? Why do we not lock down the world for almost half a year to hunt down, contact trace, increase surveillance, and create snitch lines, etc., to stop the global epidemic of trafficking of children, for example? Why is it only for this virus and not the billions of other viruses that could take out the elderly and immunocompromised? Why is it only for this virus that we are being told we have to take these measures and completely and totally change the world forever? Could there actually be a profitable reason to keep you locked up in a cage of fear? Could any of this have anything at all to do with one of the biggest election years in modern history? You know what you're being told? We're actually being told now by health authorities, official health authorities, to actually use glory holes during sex to stop the spread of this virus. That's no joke. You still take these people seriously? We were told to quarantine healthy people and treat each other like lepers and zombies, and to report our friends and neighbors to authorities akin to the Stasi, the Khmer Rouge, or the snitch lines of the Soviet Union. We are literally now seeing book burnings in the streets, my friends. Does this ring any bells? Are you noticing any trends? All of this for a virus where, according to the latest immunological studies, the overall lethality of COVID-19 is about 0.1% to 0.3% and is thus in the range of a severe influenza flu season? For me, that's how powerful the fear virus is, which is the real virus that plagues the world. We were told to not let our kids play on playgrounds or visit friends, even though children and people with robust immune systems are said to have zero to mild symptoms and would actually contribute to herd immunity. And actually, if you go and look up articles like the CBC reporting that we need to have mandatory vaccines put in place, and we need to give those mandatory vaccines to children in order that they contribute to herd immunity, which shows that they do understand that when children get these types of diseases, that that starts the process of contributing to herd immunity. However, they're saying that we can't achieve that naturally with the natural virus, even though we know that children are largely unaffected by this. Yet we're ready and willing to risk the lives and the well-being of our children in waiting around for a vaccine that has never been developed before. They have never successfully developed a vaccine for these types of coronaviruses to date. They've had since the SARS outbreak and before to master a vaccine for this type of disease. And currently, all of the testing that is being done and all of the work that is being done to rush this vaccine to production are showing nothing but failure after failure and a significant amount of risk to those that are going to line up to receive this vaccine. So where's the risk really lying? Is the risk lying with allowing your children to be exposed naturally to this virus so that they have a sniffle and maybe a fever for a day at worst? Many of them will probably get this virus and not even show any kinds of symptoms. And that would be the process that would start building natural herd immunity in the population, which would end up protecting the elderly and the immunocompromised. And if you also factor in the people of any age that have a robust immune system that are able to fight this off, don't you think that after 5 months of this thing flying around the planet, this thing that is so dangerous, that is said to be like an airborne Ebola-like type virus, where everything has to have plastic shields, rubber gloves, wearing masks, all these companies are putting this plastic over the keypads of their debit machines. Don't you think that this virus would have already circulated the globe many, many times already? And yet here we are being told you must wear masks, you must wear visors, you must stay in lockdown. The case numbers are going up. Wait for the vaccine. That's really all we got. We were ordered to close our small businesses, except for essential Walmarts, McDonald's, liquor stores, etc., of course. And yet the same week, we were told it was okay to go protest in the streets, which turned into massive crowds thronging together for weeks and weeks on end, and which eventually led to riots, violence, destruction, and mayhem. Why was the media silent about that? Why did they not try to discourage it? Why were they gathering together these fake reports of doctors coming together saying, it's okay to go out and protest? You can protest in a group of up to 100 people, that's okay, but you can't go and reopen your small business. You can't take your children to the playground. You can't allow your children to have play dates with other children. Are any bells ringing yet? Shouldn't we all be dead if the world erupted in protests for weeks and weeks on end and did not adhere to social distancing or these guidelines and were given a pass? The media remained silent and actually downplayed all of this and encouraged it. How is it possible that a virus could be so intelligent it actually knows how to attack you only if you're engaged in normal human activity, but not if you're crowding up the streets in protest to state-approved causes only, shopping at state-approved businesses only? And why are we now only permitted to post state-approved information on our social media? What about the homeless populations? Shouldn't they have all been wiped out if the story that we've been sold is actually true? I'm personally seeing quite the opposite. In fact, we're getting more and more homeless being pushed out to the smaller rural areas of which I live. And they're actually growing and thriving. And we actually have such a big problem that we literally don't know what to do about it. I find that rather interesting. Despite numerous doctors and leading health practitioners around the world demonstrating proven ways of dealing with this virus effectively, which strangely the all-knowing news media and social media companies tried to erase from the internet and the news cycle entirely, we were told that only a vaccine will save us. And guess who told us this? We were told this by the guy and the organizations who would actually profit the most from the entire world believing that. Are you actually going to wait around in this ridiculous subhuman condition for them to rush a brand new type of vaccine to market that they have never yet successfully developed and which all trials to date have resulted in failure? Are you aware of what happened with the H1N1 vaccine or the swine flu vaccine in the 70s or numerous other cases that I could cite? For example, how long has the flu vaccine been in circulation? Why does the flu still kill 500 to 650,000 people every single year if that flu vaccine was so effective at eradicating the flu? Why does the flu vaccine keep missing the seasonal strain of flu? And how is this approach a rational strategy when there are known cures and treatments for this and other viruses right now? Why are there no media-selected doctors educating the public on how to build up their immune systems? Wouldn't they want to give you every possible solution that would help, especially when they don't have any other solution available other than to impose more and more draconian measures and micromanage every fine detail of your life? I could literally repeat pages upon pages of contradictions for you. Yet you still have the gall to call people like me crazy, irresponsible, and unqualified to think for ourselves. You repeat the mantras, do as you're told, and applaud as our channels are hunted down by AI and expunged from the public record. All this while people are dying of far more than this flu due to these lockdown measures that we are begging you to look deeper into. In my opinion, you've been recruited into a cult. Don't believe me? Let me just read a couple quotes for you that actually define what a cult is and also talk about the nature of psychological compulsion. I'd like you to listen to these quotes briefly and then take a look around you to see if they have any merit. This one comes from Gandolfo from 2018. It's a book written by R.J. Intendola, and he says, "The cult thrives on maintaining strict, harmonious beliefs in attitude, opinions, and behavior. Discord and dissonance are averted at all costs to maintain a false dogma. Truth propels the group deeper into pseudo-beliefs, and truth-telling is defamed. The result? Cognitive dissonance." This next one is from Louis Joylin West, where he says, "A cult is defined by a group or movement exhibiting a great or excessive devotion or dedication to some person, idea, or thing, and employing unethically manipulative techniques of persuasion and control. Example, isolation from former friends and family, destabilization, the use of special methods to heighten suggestibility and subservience, powerful group pressure, information management, suspension of individuality or critical judgment, the promotion of total dependency on the group, and a fear of leaving it, etc. And this is all designed to advance the goals of the group's leaders to the actual or possible detriment of members, their families, or their community." And then this last one comes from Aldous Huxley in his book Brave New World Revisited, where he says, "The nature of psychological compulsion is such that those who act under constraint remain under the impression that they are acting on their own initiative. The victim of mind manipulation does not know that he is a victim. To him, the walls of his prison are invisible, and he believes himself to be free. That he is not free is apparent only to other people. His servitude is strictly objective. Your mind has been altered via trauma and repetition. You are being informed by known incompetence, liars, and criminals. And I personally won't stand by and allow everything good in this world to get burned to the ground because people have chosen fear and blind obedience over logic, reason, and freedom. There is precious little time left, my friends. Think about it, research it, and I would recommend gear up for this coming fall and winter season because this battle has only just begun."